Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
Kitty, motherfucking kitty, we're in an email episode. That means we read emails, 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 emails.
Wow, that was really wonderful.
Thank you. So,
are you going to do the first one, or am I going to do?
I'm going to do the first one. Okay. We're in an all email episode. Maybe a couple voicemails. I don't know. We're just going to dedicate this episode to our listeners. And some
we
of the beautiful things that they have written.
You. Okay.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready? I'm going to read this.
That, you know what? I just heard a collective, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard
felt
the whole
it.
The whole globe.
I felt
Isn't
it.
Isn't it weird that every human on the earth listens to Sibling Revelry? Okay. I'm going to take it away. Here we go. Hey, guys. Love, love, love your episode. I'm a Hungarian living in Australia. Interesting. My sister is Hungarian. Aren't you?
What do you mean I am Hungarian? We're brother and sister. Like, that means we're both Hungarian.
Okay. I guess I'm Hungarian as well. But you claim more Hungary than I do for some reason.
What?
You know?
No. We're both Hungarian Jew. That's where we come from.
Okay. I'm a Hungarian living in Australia. And whilst I don't have real homesickness, I do miss my little family. Of course, the big C, that's COVID, doesn't make it easier to know when I'll be seeing them again. By the way, my name is Kasuza. And I challenge Ollie to pronounce
no K
it right.
In front of that, Oliver. There's no kids. Just Suza.
Suza. Zazuza. It's a silent Z.
I don't know, actually. But you said.
Well, she's
Kazuza.
Challenging me to pronounce it right. I challenge Ollie to pronounce it right.
Oh my Zazuza. God.
That's what she says. Zazuza.
How do you know
I say.
It's a she?
Z-S-U-Z-S-A, Zazuza.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm going to say Tsutsa.
Okay. Kate, your laughter and witty humor over Ollie is so cute. I love that you... perfect. This is all working very well.
Aww.
I love that you guys came up with this idea. I have an older brother, 8 years older, that I miss having real deep and also fun conversations with face-to-face. What I'm looking forward to in 2021, Ollie singing.
Oh.
The hills are alive with the sound of Tsuza. But for real, I really hope that we will all continue to look after each other and ourselves more. To me, it is clear that the big C will still take time to be defeated, but even if we did do so, I hope we will not rush back into running through life. I wish that this past year made most of us realize to cherish and be grateful for what we and who we have in our lives, to laugh more and live through emotions, even if it is crying, we need to do this, to realize that life completes when we make others happy and be helpful to others. To see that it is okay to take time out to recharge. You guys are awesome. Ollie, please keep pushing Kate's buttons. It makes her do that famous laugh of hers that we all love. Kate, let Ollie tell the mattress unpacking story again and again and again. He loves it, and we do too. Much love, guys,
oh
and thank
God,
you.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I know.
Oh, I loved that.
You know, she hit upon something that we talked about in a prior episode. I think it was our New Year's, right after New Year's episode, where even though we are coming to a point where COVID might be ending, it's still important to cherish the times that we had together and to continue being close to each other, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't know if he or she has kids, but I do realize that I can see the difference in the kids. For us being home and like quarantined together and connected, it's all we got to sort of make our days interesting. I think that we'll always look back at this time as really special because of that and try to continue to not only recreate it, but make sure that it's like a part of our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right, you read the second one from Devin.
Hi, Kate and Oliver. My name is Devin. I was lucky enough to have my voicemail be chosen and aired on your podcast at the beginning of the pandemic.
Wow.
I work at a hospital and need outlets from the everyday grind and stress of constant change when it comes to protocols for dealing with COVID. Your podcast has been one of those outlets for me, a way to escape the tunnel vision mindset of COVID. Since vacations and getaways are not a safe and easy possibility right now, I am so grateful to use your podcast as a means for my mind to travel away from the daily routine of life. The past year has dragged yet flown by. Hopefully this year will bring positive changes without taking away from the things that I've learned to appreciate this past year, such as spending time with loved ones and appreciating what I have. Thank you both for Sibling Revelry. It has truly helped me during this difficult year. I wish you nothing but the best this new year. Thanks, Devin. Oh, This is a theme. This is an ongoing theme of everyone looking at this year as like, wow, this has been really weird and really life-changing. And then the silver lining and how we move forward and what we bring with this. I love when people think that way, when they can think, what are we going to take with us from this? Not what can we wait to be done with? Amanda Klutz wrote a really beautiful New Year's message. You know, we had her on not that long ago, but she wrote about that. She's like, don't wish away the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's like beauty in everything. I like that. And now,
love that. Well, I'm gonna do something for Devin right now because Devin did say that it's a means for her mind to travel away from the daily routine of life. So I'm gonna do a very quick journey for her. Devin, close your eyes and imagine yourself on a beach, and the waves are lapping at your feet. The sun is a perfect 85 degrees. Baking your skin. You have sunblock on, of course, so you don't get burned. The breeze is blowing your hair, and you can't feel anything but bliss and love and just pure consciousness. Devin, come back to reality. I know you're in a heavy meditative state right now. All right, thank you, Devin.
that was just terrible. I don't even know where you took her. Where'd you go to a beach?
I don't know. She was on a beach. I couldn't go too long, you know.
The beach with wind.
Should I do this one? I'll do this one. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say g'day from Australia. From West Australia, sorry. Loving the podcast and how often I laugh out loud listening to you both. I think you're both hilarious. However, Ollie, don't be too vexed with me, but you do this thing to Kate that my sister does to me that makes me fully crazy, which is talk over the top of her so that she cannot be heard. Kate, you're clearly far more patient than I am because you handle it really well, but I'd love to know if you ever get really cross with Ollie when he does that to you. Keep making us all laugh. Renee, that's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. It's true.
It is bullshit. You talk over me.
Actually, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You do.
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. You do have a tendency to get excited and you talk over me sometimes, especially when we're doing interviews.
That's horse crap. I only talk over you because sometimes you go on these. Yeah. Look, you just did it. I talk over you because sometimes you go on these rants that are really long and I try to like keep it going. You know?
You're projecting. It's the other way around.
I don't go on long rants.
You go on long rants and all the time, and you go on repetitive long rants. So you tell the same story over again.
Well, we keep adding listeners, so they need to hear.
The thing is, Oliver Hudson, is that Renee, to answer your question, no, I don't, because I know Oliver's insecurities too well. And so I just let him talk over me and I just give him the floor to feel, you know.
Renee, you're the only person who's ever written this. I mean, this is crazy.
I just give him the space. I let him figure it out. It's fine. Oh, Renee, you're awesome. By the way, so lucky to be in Australia where they've been so contained and done such a good job with COVID. Sakara.
Oh, well, Sakara.
Sakara. Sakara. Sakara. I was like, wait, what is this? What's happening? What? Something was creeping in. You got it. You knew it. You knew it was Susurio.
No, I knew it. Sakara. That's it. Sakara.
Oliver, Sakara. Okay. We, this year, we are turning resolutions into reality, baby.
Ooh, good.
All right.
Good. Nice and alliteration. Great alliteration.
Thank you. If you're looking to try plant-based eating, build an empowered body, boost your skin's glow, or simply feel your very best, Sakara makes it easy to create rituals.
For those of you who
last.
Don't know, which you should know, because you've listened to this and you love Sakara.
Yeah.
These are organic, ready-to-eat meals, okay? And they're made with these powerful plant-rich ingredients. They boost your energy. They improve your digestion. They get your skin glowing like the sun.
The plan incorporates more than just food. It has supplements. It has herbal teas, things that kind of assist and support you in more ways than just food.
Yeah, it's great. And they have got this this metabolism super powder that I like. It's for gut health, energy, immunity, which we all need right now. Again, gives you that healthy skin. They've received amazing reviews on Vogue and Goop, the New York Times. So right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/sibling or enter code sibling at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/sibling to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/sibling.
Each and every, I'm wearing it
this
right
is good.
Now.
I know, this is good for you. You're a great spokesperson for Each and Every, honestly, because you stink.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, I actually really love Each and Every. I'm a big believer in natural deodorant, especially, well, for everybody, but women, I know for me personally, I don't like putting any kind of chemicals on my armpits. And so any kind of natural deodorant, I am excited to try. I loved this one. They're sustainable, founded by women, and they create a really awesome product.
Cedar, vanilla, and cannabis and green tea. Those are my two go-tos. That really kind of represents who I am, like my personality.
It does, yeah. Actually.
I want to eat them.
Yeah.
That sounds like I want
to
like
it sounds like
them.
You might be able to, but I'm not going to say that I know that.
I'm not
going
to try
real...
that. No, we're not going to endorse that. But do put it under your armpits because it will be the greatest natural deodorant you have ever put on in your life.
Yes, that and they are 100% natural fragrances and essential oils, no aluminum or any other hidden nasties.
Mm-hmm. And it's eco-friendly. It's carbon negative packaging. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Don't tell anyone. Let them figure it out. So we know that you're going to love each and every as much as we do. And right now our listeners can get 30% off your first purchase. Just go to eachandevery.com/sibling and enter promo code sibling. That's promo code sibling at eachandevery.com/sibling for 30% off today.
Okay, next. I'm going next. Hey, y'all. I'm a huge fan. Ollie, bring back Morning Joe with Ollie. What's that?
You know what that is?
No.
See, I'm famous. There's certain things you don't know about.
Your Morning Joe Instagram. Yeah. Didn't I go live with you one time?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Anyway, I'm adopted. Long story short, I was left outside an adoption agency as an infant. I'm now 35, had a great life, great family. I got on Ancestry and 23andMe a few years ago and recently got a match on 23. I found out I may have half siblings.
Wow.
Their results will show in February. So I'm looking forward to 2021 to find out the results. I may have some blood siblings out there, which blows my mind. There is a lot more to all that, but I've been drinking and it's too much to type. Our love, Fern, you let it die. Love you, Kate. But Ollie, you crack me up way too much. OTG, OTG. Love you all, Carrie. So cool. That's exciting for Carrie. She's going to find out if she has siblings or not. That must be so wild for people who are in that same situation as Carrie and can do these 23andMe or Ancestry.com and find their relatives.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, you don't have to go to an agency anymore and be like, hey, I want to find out if I have family. Mm-hmm. You can actually just pay $125 and...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What a fun 2021 for her.
That's
going to be off with
amazing.
A bit of a bang.
I hope they're really cool.
I know, because that can all be ruined if they're just complete dicks. You're like, oh, God.
Why did I ever do this? I have a great family. Carrie, good luck with that. That's going to be super exciting. Hi, Kate and Oliver. My name is Kelsey Lafredo. I am 27 years old and from Charlestown, Rhode Island. I am the youngest of five, and my mother raised us all on her own. I've listened to your podcast from day one, and it has brought me so much joy. Sadly, my oldest brother, Dave, 36, passed away unexpectedly in May of 2019, and your podcast has helped me in more ways than I can write at the moment. I've wanted to write to you both for a while now, but I just teared up every time I went to write anything. My brother was a punk rock badass with a huge heart. He would blast the Misfits, Dead Kennedys, and the Clash in his room growing up. What gave me the thought to finally email you both to thank you was that just now I am cleaning my apartment and listening to some tunes. I put my favorites playlist on from Apple Music, which changes weekly, and the Ronettes' Be My Baby came on, and I broke down in tears because I haven't listened to it since he passed. We would frequently go get a coffee in the morning together and go to the beach to chat and start our day, and that was one of our morning jams, and we would scream sing it. So as I sit here thinking and crying happy tears, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love the podcast. I love what you guys are doing. And I hope you know how much it helps heal some of us and gets us through some hard days. I hope you and your families had a lovely Christmas. And I wish you both a healthy and happy 2021.
Hey.
I don't
like... Well, it's positive.
I know, but I don't like when people lose people so young.
I know.
You know, it's like horrible. I can, and I don't like, look, life is bittersweet and it just sucks that we all have to die. It just does. But like when you lose someone so young and like unexpectedly, like she's saying, it just breaks my heart because it's like, it's just the worst.
That's rough.
There's nothing, it's just the worst. And then, you have to like, heal that. It's traumatic. It's unexpected. Mm-hmm. It's not how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, it's like what I was saying about the spatula on the Christmas episode when I was like, you know, mm-hmm. one day, like if you bought me the spatula, like that would be engraved, would be like, I'd be gone, but the spatula would still be there and everyone would be like, oh, remember when, you know, right? That's real.
Yeah.
It's not just funny, and it's funny because we have a sense of humor and we like looking at life and it through a funny lens. And the reality is that there will be a day where one of us will be looking and going, oh, remember when, you know,
I know, and
it just sucks when it's that young.
I know. Well, I'm glad that we could, you know, help. Which sounds crazy, but I just feel like I'm being a dummy on here.
I don't think it's about helping. I think it's just providing some connection and levity and relatability to the importance of this relationship, like you and I. And when someone had a good relationship or even doesn't, it sort of gives them this feeling of coziness. It's like,
right?
Oh yeah, that, you know,
comfort. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I always say, like it's like laughter, you know, it's still underrated. It's like everyone's so goddamn serious. It's like laughter actually heals us.
Yeah,
it's healing. It changes our brain. It changes the way that our brain fires, and it's so important.
Well, we love you, Lafredo. Thank you for that.
Lafredo.
She's Lafredo. Italiano.
Yes.
Lafredo.
Si.
We're probably related. Here's why I love Upstart, okay? 69% of Upstart powered loans are instantly approved. That's pretty amazing.
It's a fast and easy way to get a personal loan to pay off your debt all online.
You do a 5-minute online rate check and you can see your rate up front for loans from $1,000 to $50,000. Upstart borrowers who pay their credit card debt off increase their credit scores by 45 points.
So they make it very easy for you to pay off your debt. So whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people that use Upstart and have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment.
Upstart is the leading AI, that stands for artificial intelligence, lending platform designed to improve access to affordable credit.
It's basically like, you know, they say like, you know that credit card that's always the one that you don't want to look at because it's whatever it is that you're right.
Oh my God, yeah.
They basically help you feel better about facing it. So you can finally pay it off. And it puts you in a situation where you can do a fixed sum so you know exactly what you're going to have to pay every month in order to pay off your debt.
So find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/sibling. That's upstart.com/sibling. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/sibling.
Super Coffee. This has been a big hit in my house.
Yeah. Me too. I dig.
It's a healthy, delicious alternative to sugar coffee, like sugary coffee. We're talking about things like Frappuccinos or, you know, the sugary coffees we love that have, 52 grams of sugar sometimes. This is zero grams added sugar.
You got it exactly on the number. Isn't that funny?
The
Starbucks Grande Frappuccino has 52 grams of sugar. You hit it right on the nose. Super Coffee is keto friendly. It's lactose free. It's gluten free. Here's a little fun fact, Kate. In 2020 alone, Super Coffee removed over 600 million grams of sugar from American diets and is expected to double their impact in 2021.
There was a great documentary called Fed Up, and it had so much about the sugar industry and sugar and how sugar is just like
the devil. I mean, it's truly terrible for you. And there was a lot about the sugar that I learned in that documentary. So if anybody out there is interested in these things, you should watch Fed Up. It's amazing. But this is, as far as I'm concerned, one of those products that if you love something sweet and you're trying to cut this out, you should really try this.
Right. But it's also like, it gives you some good stuff. You know, it's got caffeine. It's a combination of caffeine, but it also has healthy fats and protein. It's jitter free. There's no crash. It's good. And it's founded by these three brothers. I call them Triple J. It's Jordan, Jake, and Jim. I actually know of them because I watched Shark Tank and I saw them sell their product on Shark Tank in 2018. And they were actually named Forbes 30 Under 30. So they're crushing it.
Love it.
So we've worked out an exclusive deal with our Sibling Revelry podcast listeners. You're going to receive 20% off plus free shipping on any of their best-selling variety packs. It's a great way to try all of their delicious flavors. So you go to drinksupercoffee.com/sibling or use code sibling at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinksupercoffee.com/sibling. Super Coffee is also available nationwide in over 25,000 stores like Target, Whole Foods, Walmart, Kroger, and CVS. All right, one more. To my dearest siblings, Kate and Oliver, my name is Christy. I am 27 years old from a country town near Melbourne, Australia. I've been meaning to write you an email for a couple of months now to let you know the impact you've had on me in the last couple of months, but didn't know how to put it into words. For many years, my partner and I have been trying for a little bubby. I had three miscarriages and in those years dealt with an eating disorder, but always felt in control of it. This year, I fell pregnant and finally got to that 14-week mark and was desperately excited to tell my family. That week, I found out our tiny little bubby was very sick and we lost our baby a week later. That week is when my eating disorder took over my life. Finding your podcast saved my life. The life I planned on taking before I realized that my siblings and family dynamic was very similar to you both, and that me ending my life would have the same reaction that it would with both of yours. Devastating, tragic, heartbreaking. Thank you for saving my life, distracting me from my eating disorder brain, making me want to recover. You both make me laugh after days I haven't and cry when I know I need to. I will never be able to thank you enough, but I hope this is one step towards it. Lots of love, Christy.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Christy. Well, first of all, I am a little bit emotional right now because I know how challenging it is to think that you can't, or to feel that your body, it's like almost like the one thing that you want to be able to do that we're supposed to do as women, that you're having a hard time doing, feels like it's dysfunctional, that it doesn't work, that it doesn't have its purpose. I know what that feels like as a woman, the importance of that. I also know too that, like, I think we put a lot of pressure on women to feel that is it, that that's the only thing, you know, that if we want a kid, that's the only way. And that if we can't do it that way, that there's something wrong with us. And there's nothing wrong with you. You know, this is so common, and there's probably a million different reasons. And there's also so much beautiful life to have. And there's so much capacity to have family, even if you're not having the child. And that's always, I'm telling you right now, that there are so many, as we just read in this, adopted children who've had incredible lives and beautiful families. And it's you, I promise you, it will never be anything than what you ever wanted it to be. Mm. There's that part. So I feel you, and I'm so sorry that you've had to go through all those traumatic experiences. And I myself have had, you know, them. I'm sure many women have. So I feel you. I see you. But also, I'm so glad that you listened and that, you know, that you're listening and that you're feeling that you have that kind of family unit, that it's not us. It's your family. Mm-hmm. And maybe we were like a catalyst and a moment of glimmer into like, yes, this is what my family is, and sort of took you out of that. And I'm so glad and grateful that you were listening, because you're right. Your family, everybody in your life would be devastated, and hopefully you're healing, and hopefully you're getting all of the help that you need, and that you're reaching out, and that you're not, as we say always, like, you know, we can't suffer alone. Like, you have to be open about this. So even just you writing this is so amazing. It's just sharing mm-hmm. with people that it's okay. Like, so many people have these thoughts and go through these, you know, challenging moments of feeling that kind of despair and emptiness. And then when you start talking about it, it clears it away. It starts to, it doesn't make it as mysterious. That it sort of opens it up, and it allows people to be there to support you and to help you. And it's just so courageous. And I thank you for writing that. Not only for, you know, I'm grateful, but for you to be able to have the courage mm-hmm. to say that out loud.
Couldn't say it better. Beautiful, Kate.
Aww.
Beautiful, very, and Christy, thank you for sharing
that. I love that so much. And I think, too, this is a wonderful, actually, you know, way to kind of end this episode, which is that this, not only is there COVID, you know, we're dealing with, so many people have been feeling this weight. And as we get more isolated, and this COVID still is here, and as we sort of, the vaccine starts to get slowly spreading around, and maybe things start to open up a little bit again, and hopefully we won't feel as lonely or isolated. But this time has brought up so much of this for so many people. And it's something that I've always been, you know, the you know, mental health is something that people really do, like, we take this for granted. Like, there are so many people on different spectrums, you know, from 0 to 10, that we're all suffering in some sense with our mental health, some more than others. But we all can understand those moments when we really need to start taking care of that. And the first step to all of that is having the open dialogue. Mom and I were talking about it yesterday, how transparent everything is now, how people actually kind of expose themselves. I was watching Mom on the Barbara Walters special, and it was so cool to see her. But I said to her at that time,
wow, when was that?
She was 38, I think, or 30. Wow, I was 3. But the thing was, is I said, you know, it's so funny because people were much more like, nobody talked about these things out loud. Nobody talked about the things that we talk about now. I mean, it's the good thing about social media, the positive, the silver lining in all of the social media is that you have to be really open and honest about where you're coming from. And then people are coming out and talking about things that have been hidden for so long. Mm-hmm. And it is changing people's lives. It's allowing them to have communities where they can share that they struggle mm-hmm. and that it's mm-hmm. there's no stigma. You know, it's like I was watching the Colts owner. You know, he's doing this thing called Change the Stigma. And he's doing things all about mental illness. Let's change the stigma, you know, of depression, postpartum depression, anxiety, PTSD, all of these things that people suffer from. You know, we need to talk about it. And anyway, I'm so mm-hmm. grateful that she wrote that.
Yes, and by her sharing that, she might have helped somebody else. You know, if someone else is listening to this who might be going through what she is going through or was going through, her story might have just saved a life herself. You know, the butterfly effect.
Hey, Ollie, the big game is right around the corner.
Oh, my God, it is.
It's a big game.
It's a big game.
What do you do?
That's a big game.
What do you do with this big game? It's going to be a different kind of big game.
It's a big game. It's a big game where they throw a a ball that's sort of certain shape. And it's made out of pigskin.
And not only, well, it's called a football. It's called a football. It's a big game for football.
It's a big game for football. That's right. And I will be loaded up. Guess what will be in my cooler?
Coors Light.
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. You know.
I knew it. You're so easy to read.
I know. You're just so smart. It's crazy how smart you are.
I am that. but Coors wanted to create the most refreshing ad of all time. So they're bringing it into a place no big game commercial has ever gone before. Your dreams.
Mm, sounds impossible. Right? Turns out it's not.
It's not.
No, Coors has been working with world-renowned dream psychologist Dr. Deidre Barrett and a team of visual artists to make this happen.
So they conducted an experiment. Participants watched a refreshing, trippy 2-minute video. Oliver, we love the people at Coors. They speak our language.
They do. They just said the word trippy.
A trippy 2-minute video, and then fell asleep to an 8-hour long relaxing audio soundscape. Crazy enough, it actually worked. And they actually dreamed refreshing Coors ads.
All right. So Coors wants listeners to try this for themselves. There's nothing more refreshing than Coors Light and Coors Seltzer, except maybe a really good dream. So starting February 3rd, you can experience the first big game commercial that you have to fall asleep to watch. Watch the virtual dream stimulus from the comfort of your bed and dream your way into your very own big game commercial. This is groundbreaking. Go to CoorsBigGameDream.com now to sign up to be one of the first to experience it.
I want to do this.
Me too.
All right, Coors wants to hear about your big game dreams. Share them with @CoorsLight on social media with the hashtag CoorsBigGameDream.
So on February 3rd, Coors Light and Coors Seltzer announced the first big game commercial you can only see in your dreams. Check it out at CoorsBigGameDream.com and experience the first big game ad that only runs in your dreams. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And FT Fort Worth, Texas. Beer.
Hey, so funny. I was so excited to leave you guys a message and have you call me back, but it's okay if you don't. So this is Jamie, and I just have been binging your guys' podcast. I've known about it for a long time, and I've kind of been hesitant to move over because I'm just a total armcherry. And but I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'm not ready to stay for my sister's stuff. But anyway, so I've been binging and working a ton. So it's been great company on walks and work and everything. And I've just enjoyed you guys so much and all the people that you've had on. I've learned something from everybody and start to like regurgitate it to my friends or like, damn, you're listening to a lot of podcasts. Anyways, I enjoy you guys so much, as so many of your other listeners do. And I was excited to see this number and be like, cool, I can tell them. I don't know if it's just going to go into the universe or if you guys will ever hear this or not, which I know people also say, but just leaving the message is half of the enjoyment. So thank you guys so much for taking the time and doing this. And I have a tricky relationship with my sister, and we definitely had some downtime, and I put up a whole bunch of walls to keep her from getting into my little sanctuary of easiness. But you guys have really helped me think about opening up more. And we've really come together a lot over the past few years. And I think there's some really cool tools in here that are going to help us become even closer. So thank you guys so much. Keep up the great work. And can't wait for more episodes. Take care, guys. Aww. Be safe.
I love it. That makes me happy.
I know. Oh, God.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm learning from this episode.
I didn't know I was so educational. I just never knew how amazing I was at changing people's lives. I had no idea.
Shut up. Oh my God. I think we need to stop doing these. It's going to get right to Oliver's head. Next thing you know, he's going to be putting like his college account into weird.
No, I'm going to change my name to like Bhagwan Hudson and create some sort of community.
Bhagwan Hudson.
Bhagwan Hudson.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
No, but it's so great to hear. It's so great to hear. I mean, it's humbling. Honestly, it's humbling. It really, really is. I mean,
no, I know what you mean. It's one of those things where you go, you know, we're doing this because we love each other, and it gives us an opportunity to not only, it's like if you're going to work, you want to work with people that you enjoy. And we're so lucky that we've been able to do this and actually have this great following of people who dig it. And I'm like, I'm just so happy. And we really do. I mean, it just goes to show when people always ask, like, okay, how do you create a business that's successful? You're like, well, you just have to be real and authentic, and you have to do what you love to do, and it has to come from an honest place. And that's the number one thing. And that really, I mean, we are passionate about not only raising awesome kids and a family and creating our own good family, but we're passionate about our own family. And as crazy as it is, I mean, my text to the family that I was dictating in the playground is true. I wrote to our family group text. I said, no matter what, no matter how crazy, no matter what anyone's going through, there's no other family unit I'd ever, ever, ever want. We're so lucky to have each other. And if I could bottle that and sell that, I would devote my life to it, because it would bring so much safety and happiness to people. And so
I didn't get the text. Was I on the chain?
No, you were like, you know, trying to be, you know, Bobby Flay, like over your grill outside. You're like coming for Bobby.
It's true. And you do what you love and it resonates, but I do want to climb the charts. You know, we got to climb the charts at the end of the day. We got to climb the podcast charts. We got to do it. I mean, it's 2021.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.